he said, hey, I saw how homeopathy is wonderful, you know, and he was familiar with it. So I happened to be in Indonesia in 2015, and there was the earthquake in Nepal, and he said, can you come and join us? So I went.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. I've brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted.
Thank you for joining us here on the Autoimmune Hour with Sharon Saylor. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio. Now, we don't want you to worry about taking too many notes, so you can join the Autoimmune Hour's Courage Club, and we'll send you the transcripts and show notes from every episode. Sign up now at understandingautoimmune.com. Now, back to your host, Sharon Saylor.
In this episode, we're discussing homeopathy. Please consult your own medical professionals and providers to determine suitability for you and your particular case. Welcome everyone to the Autoimmune Hour. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And as always, it's a pleasure and honor to be with you on another episode. And I am so excited. Actually, I'm back in my home location for a while, probably the next couple of weeks, which is always nice. And I'm enjoying the spring out here in the Pacific Northwest. It's just wonderful. Oh, I just find that the longer days is so wonderful as well. So I hope you're enjoying spring as it's setting in. I hear from the weather reports some of the parts of the world still haven't found spring, but I'm enjoying the cherry blossoms out my door. So fine time for some taking in some joy at this change of seasons for sure. And I'm going to bring something to you guys that I really just knew a little tiny bit about. And a dear friend introduced me, and that's what I love. You've met a few guests lately where dear friends introduced me to people they go, you need to meet. And that's how I met Ingrid Shute, and she is a homeopath. And I'm like, what is that? You know, I mean, I kind of knew about homeopathy, but it was just enough to know that I didn't know much. So let me introduce her. She is an amazing woman who she likes to say that she grew up with a vegetarian nutrition and surrounded by yoga, meditation, holistic medicines, Ayurveda, acupuncture. You know, I could just keep going on and on and on. And she has a master's in English literature and a bachelor's degree in translation. And we were kind of going like, wow. But then she went and first was advised to consult a homeopath. And that's what got her on this whole thing when homeopathy changed her life. And she got on this idea of, this is so fantastic. I'm going to study it and become an expert at it, which she is. So welcome, Ingrid. Thanks for being on the show.
Hello, Sharon. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I want to share with everyone that I was so new to this that Ingrid we had a wonderful first session, and I was so impressed on so many levels. And I'll get into that throughout our time together of the different experiences I had just being in her presence and this understanding at a greater depth what homeopathy is. But share with the audience just a brief history of homeopathy, because I was really surprised when I delved into it.
First of all, I have to rectify a little something. I was doing my master's in English literature. My mother tongue is French, I was doing a master's 30 years ago. So I didn't finish my master's, I must humbly say, because I bumped into homeopathy and I changed my mind and I was just about finished. And then I said, no, I need to study homeopathy.
Oh, okay. And I am so grateful that you have, because you have found your niche for sure.
Oh, yes, totally. Absolutely. It's a blessing to to practice homeopathy and to share it with everyone. So, as you say, I grew up with so many alternative holistic medicines, and I was doing the pretzels when I was 13 with yoga, and my friends were like, "What are you doing?" You know, and meditating and vegan nutrition, and then I bumped into homeopathy, and as you were saying, I didn't know much about it because it was not mainstream here in Montreal where I live. And it cured me, and it just impressed me so much. I was flabbergasted and said, I have to study this. And that's how I learned that it used to be taught in so many universities on the East Coast of the United States. And here in Montreal, we had a Montreal homeopathic hospital, which was directed by Randall Griffith, who is the father of modern anesthesia. And he was the inventor of anesthesia, and he was a homeopath. Homeopathy has such an incredible history in the U.S. There were hundreds of dispensaries. There were so many universities teaching homeopathy that had their own board of homeopathic medicine. And homeopathy treated so many epidemics that, you know, at some point, even President Lincoln decided that it should be practiced in military hospitals, that homeopathy should be given a priority in military hospitals because it was so effective in yellow fever, in the Spanish flu, in cholera in France. This is how homeopathy was first spread, you know, because it was so effective with typhus first and then cholera. And even today, we still treat epidemics with homeopathy in India, in South America, in Central America. It's still very, you know, it's a medicine that is recognized by the World Health Organization, and that's practiced by more than 450,000 health practitioners. You know, it's
wow, it's so strange that I know so little about it. I mean, I knew the word.
I know.
Tell us, well, what is homeopathy then? Because I was so impressed, but share with the audience if we were to describe what homeopathy is and how it differs.
Okay. Well, homeopathy, thank God, we're starting now to understand more and more, and science is starting to understand more and more how homeopathy works. Because for the last 200 years, what we could say about homeopathy is that it's energy, and it's treating with the energy of a substance. But now, Luc Montagnier, who is a Nobel Prize of Medicine, and Marc Henry, who is a teacher of quantum physics in Strasbourg University, have done so many hundreds and hundreds of experiments in which they finally understood that homeopathy basically is an electromagnetic message. It carries an electromagnetic message of light, if you wish. That is what Hahnemann has been saying for like 200 years ago when he founded homeopathy. That's what he was saying. He was saying homeopathy is energy. It's treating with energy. And today, science is showing that, yes, it's an electromagnetic message and it is light. So what happens actually? Homeo, it means similar, and pathy means suffering. So basically, homeopathy is a natural form of medicine that means like cures like. So the homeopathic remedy is a in its process of diluting and succussing, which is shaking, and diluting again and succussing again. So successively, many dilutions and succussions will extract the electromagnetic message or the energy of a substance. Okay, so imagine that you take some arsenic. Let's say you drink arsenic, right?
Well,
so from the
well, no.
You don't want to do that. You, yeah. You don't want to do that. It's a poison. You don't want to do that.
Exactly. I'm like, okay.
But the people who did, because they were poisoned, right? From the moment they drank it till death, so they developed a whole bunch of symptoms, physically, physiologically, even emotional states of anxiety, of anguish, of pain, of atrocious pain and vomiting blood. And there's a whole bunch of symptoms that you develop, right? So diarrhea, vomiting. Now it's the state of poisoning. Now, if you meet someone as a homeopath who comes to you with diarrhea, vomiting, or some illness that puts them in a state of anxiety, or some very severe disease that puts them in a state of vomiting blood. So I'm making it very simple, right, so that you can understand, but it's much more complex, like the materia medica and the symptoms are very wide and very complex, but I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible. So when you're in a specific state that looks like arsenic poisoning, the homeopath will go, huh, you have the symptoms of someone who was poisoned by arsenic. You know, you have the symptoms of arsenic. So let me give you the electromagnetic message of arsenic, which has no more molecules of arsenic. You know, it has no more matter. It has the energy of arsenic. So by giving someone this electromagnetic message, it sends this message to the body, to the body's electromagnetic state. And like cures like, so this electromagnetic message has the capacity to boost your own defense mechanism.
Now, I have to be honest, it sounds like we need to add the phrase and a little bit of magic. So let's go into a little bit of more depth about it. Well, I know you have a couple of your own stories where, you know, you saw amazing transformations on it, because I mean, just when you said the word arsenic, my ears popped up like, okay.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, reasonable person would take arsenic. And then you describe to us how it's diluted to this point where it's just the energy. The electrical.
Diluted and succus. Between each dilution, there must be a succussion. Yeah, because diluted only wouldn't do much.
Okay. Well, there's this whole process of making it not arsenic. But, you know, I have to say that really perked up my ears. But I know there's many, many more substances that is used.
Yes, there's 4,000, like we have more than 4,000 remedies, like, so cantharis for burns, plants. We have lots of, more than 60% of the homeopathic remedies are plant-based. So flowers, trees, roots, you know. Many of them are mineral-based. We also have remedies that are made from animal extracts.
Oh, wow.
Like the first remedy that convinced me that I wanted to study homeopathy, it was Apis mellifica that is made with the bee. And I was expecting my daughter. I was stung by a bee, by a wasp actually, and it got infected, and it was the wound was huge, and I have long fingers and I couldn't cover it with my fingers. It was red, it was thick, it was burning, and it was infected. And I took a dose of this remedy that's made with the bee. And within half an hour, the wound was totally gone. And it felt like the sky opened above my head. I was like, what is this? What is this? And because the bee will provoke a wound that is red, that is inflamed, that is throbbing pain, and you take its electromagnetic message, you take it in the form of a homeopathic message, and it will cure what it can create, what it can cause in someone, in a healthy person.
So at one level, I understand. And at the other level, I'm just going, amazing. This is so surprising to me about homeopathy. Oh, my God. And watching something disappear that quickly would be surprising. I can see why you jumped into the thing. I've got to learn more about this.
Well, you know, there are remedies that you can use. You can use in auto-prescribing, safe auto-prescribing, you know, there's so many remedies. Actually, I have a whole section on my webpage that I've put out there so people can experiment homeopathy in acute, like emergency little injuries stuff, you know, because for any acute, chronic, autoimmune disease, you have to consult a professional who knows what they're doing, you know. But for cuts, wounds, insect bites, burns, you know, you're cooking and you burn yourself. You take a dose of Cantharis. You take a dose of that, you count to 15, and you can feel the burn disappearing. It's amazing. So if you hurt, you twist your ankle, you take arnica, you know, falls and blows and bruises, you take a dose of arnica. It's amazing. I mean, a lot of people, most people know arnica. You know, you've probably
yes,
heard
I
of arnica.
I know arnica because yeah. I put it on bad bruises that I've got. I was in a car accident one time and got pretty bruised up. And it was an ointment that I put on the affected area. I was surprised. Friends were saying, oh, try arnica. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
and I was really pleasantly surprised. It wasn't 30 minutes. I think it was a day or two till it all faded. But I was surprised because normally that size of bruise and that angry of bruise would have stayed around much longer for me. This was a gel I put on. So maybe that's what.
Oh, the gel is not enough. The gel is good if you like your toddler falls and has a little bruise, nothing real bad. It's not worth, you know, like taking the granules. But I mean, if you really hurt yourself, you want to take the granules. It's more effective, you know. It's much
better. That explained why it took a couple of days. But even at that, I thought I was very impressed because I know normally a bruise like that would have taken 10 days to 2 weeks for me to dissipate.
You see, even the gel was still efficient, you know, but in injuries, you know, in first aid emergencies, you know, you really want to take the granules. The science of homeopathy really blows your mind, you know, but there's a very good documentary on YouTube right now that's in French, and you can get the subtitles. It's the science of homeopathy. And Luc Montagnier, this Nobel Prize medicine, says if you can go beyond the mind-boggling, like if you can go beyond this mental, barrier, then and when we take a painkiller, we don't ask ourselves, how does it work? You know, why is my headache gone or why is it helping? You know, we just take it because we're used to taking it. But the difference with homeopathy is that if you have a headache, your homeopath will say, well, what happened? What caused the headache? That's the basic principle of homeopathy, is the causality. The homeopath will ask you, well, what caused the headache? Is it excessive sun, excessive food, excessive alcohol? Is it anger? Is it fear? Is it a blow on your head? Is it cold? What happened? What caused the headache? And depending on the cause, the remedy will be completely different. So the causality and the globality of the symptoms and the individualization of very, very important basic principles of homeopathy. So if you respect those principles, the remedy the right remedy for you will be found. If you don't respect those basic principles and you take just any remedy, homeopathy might not do, the remedy that you're going to take might not do much for you. You know, so it's not the medicine that will make the remedy. It's how this specific remedy is good for you or not. You know, the remedy that works for you, Sharon, may not be the right remedy for another person in chronic, acute, and immune disease, for example.
Oh, wow. That's so fascinating. I want to get into more about this causality. And we'll take one quick commercial break and we'll be right back and we'll talk more with Ingrid about homeopathy. And I'm going to share with you guys some of the things that happened during our first session. So I'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Show. I'm Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And tonight we're talking with Ingrid Schutte. I'm trying to say it like the French do. I need to practice my French there. But anyway, she's a homeopath, and she's been talking about the practice of homeopathy. And you're probably as surprised as I am that it was a very accepted until just recently. It was taught in medical schools, and I've been profoundly surprised and pleasantly surprised at how homeopathy has helped me. So we had, Ingrid and I had, I'll share about from the beginning session we had, because she was talking about causality. And one of the surprising things to me was, I think with our open session, Ingrid, that was more in-depth questions and not just about when did this first happen? But these were really in-depth questions that kind of caught me off guard. And I learned so much about myself in answering those questions that I was really surprised. Then this idea of causality makes sense to me now. And one of the questions I'm paraphrasing. So Ingrid, you can chime in about correcting me on the paraphrasing, but one of the questions was even about my favorite movie. And I found, and then the part of that movie that made it special to me. And then she drilled down even further about what was it about that part that made it special. And I find it interesting. I'm sure these questions helped you get drilled down to some causality in my questions that I had in our session. But tell us why these interesting in-depth, and then you continue to drill down in these questions. I've never been asked that in any sort of medical form before.
Because when we study homeopathy, at least classical homeopathy, when we go in depth in learning, understanding the remedies and the essence of the remedies, the substance of the remedies, we can understand the impact, the effect that this remedy will have on someone, right? When we see someone, when I see someone in consultation, if I want to treat something deep within, then I have to go deep within what caused the illness. You know, if I see someone fall down the stairs, I'm going to give them arnica. I'm not going to ask them, how do you feel? Why did you fall down the stairs? You know, like, you know, I'll just give arnica because I want a very shallow, very superficial effect, you know, with the remedy. But if I want to treat something deep, then I have to go deep and figure out what triggered the symptoms, what triggered the disability of the body to cure itself. Of course, you know, I'm thinking of someone I've seen with Crohn's disease, and of course there were many cases of Crohn's disease in her family. It was running in the family, but why did this disease appear in her when she was 19? Well, she went through such trauma, right? Now, imagine 20 women get sick from after a divorce, okay? Let's say 20 women develop Crohn's disease after a divorce. How do they feel? If I tell you the word divorce, you and the auditors, if I tell you divorce, what does it trigger in you?
Yeah, I mean, that word triggers a lot. It, not just in me internally, but also I think about friends who are divorced. I mean, it takes me multiple places, just that one word.
Exactly. So if I tell you, okay, let's say 20 women get divorced, 15 of them get ill, because maybe 5 of them will not get ill at all. They will feel the pain. They will go through the trauma. They won't be happy about it, but their body mechanism is still there. It's still hanging in there. You know, they go through it and they don't get sick, because we don't get sick with every wind that hits us. You know, we resonate with certain sensitivities that will touch us more, you know. So let's say 15 women get sick after a divorce. For one of them, maybe the divorce means losing the family. You know, his mother was my mother. Christmas gatherings, the children being together. So maybe for one person, the trauma is the family breaking apart, you know. And for another person, it may mean jealousy. He's gone with someone 10 years younger than me, and I am enraged. I am jealous because this and that. Okay, so we need to go in depth into that kind of feeling. For another person, it may mean my social standing, my social status. I'm losing, it touches me more at that level. For another person, it may mean, okay, security. I feel in danger now. I don't feel safe being alone. For another person, it may be who's going to change the light bulbs? Who's going to put the garbage outside? Who's going to take care of the house? You know, look at all the work I'm going to have to do now. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. And you might resonate with more than one of those.
Yes, but then we have to look into the dreams. We have to look into other sensitivities in your life, other moments in your life when other illnesses appear, what happens. And that's why I also ask questions about the scenes in a movie that move you so much to tears, or that make you feel something very, very strong, because most of the time, this resonance, this sensitivity will be very similar to the sensitivity that makes you ill.
Fascinating.
Yeah, so it's a matter, it's a way of confirming, you know, the resonance of the person, the sensitivity, the very, very deep feeling that will make you just collapse, you know?
Now, that's interesting, Ingrid, and that's like, that's the practitioner's point of view. I'll tell you, it was like a fantastic therapy session in a way. Maybe therapy is not the right word, but I came away with so many insights about myself other than our final outcome. Our time together was amazing. I came away there wondering why more medical professionals don't delve into the holistic part of it. The more I felt like every base had been touched when by the time we were done, that there was a great understanding of the current situation, which that really intrigued me. And as I was able to sit with afterwards and just think about it and think about how what answers appeared, some of them, I'll tell you, some of the questions I had to really think about. It was like, I don't know if I've ever thought about that.
Yeah, I know people tell me that a lot. Yeah, like, oh, I've never told this to anyone, or I've never thought about it. I've never realized that this event in my life touched me so much, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, and that was fascinating to me. So even without the remedy, I came away from the first encounter that we had such deep insight that I was so appreciative that I thought, wow, that that itself was worth the weight in gold, I'll tell you. let's delve a little bit more into, I want to know, how can we find a great homeopathist? You were introduced to me through a mutual friend, but I'm not sure I'd even know where I'd begin to know. How do I find a great homeopathist?
Well, you need to look for a professional association, and your homeopath has to be a member of a professional association, that's for sure. Word of mouth is also a good way, but you make sure that the person you're referred to is a member of a professional association, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Because anyone can call themselves a homeopath when there's no college of homeopaths. You know, if you don't have, if it's not, how would you say in English? If it's not legally recognized by the government, you know, like it's. I know in you have the North American Association, there's the NASH in the United States, there's in Quebec we have the SPHQ, in Ontario they're very fortunate, they have a College of Homeopaths, so they're legally recognized by the government of Ontario. Yeah, so you want to make sure your homeopath is a professional, and also you want to make sure they have a good training and that the first consultation is at least 2 hours. Because if your homeopath tells you it's a 45 minute consultation, you don't have time to go in depth. You don't really have time to go in depth.
I think ours was a little bit longer than that even.
maybe 3 hours. Yeah, sometimes it takes 2 hours, 3 hours. I remember someone recently I saw in consultation, it was like 4 hours.
And I'll tell you that what was so profound for me, as I mentioned before, was that it opened up a lot of new avenues that I hadn't considered. And I actually shared one of my insights with my acupuncturist the other day, who went, wow, that was very helpful to know. Thank you. And I had thought my acupuncturist knew me well, and we had had in-depth conversations before too. But that's what I found was so profound was, like I said, the remedy, of course, but then also that ability to see connections very much. It reminded me somewhat of functional medicine, but the connections that you were seeing were not just on the physical plane. They were at a much deeper level, which I found very profound to have that opportunity to see for myself, to go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can see how this has, you know, now I can see the light on the whole path now, instead of just in the moment, I'm seeing what's happening now and not reflecting back on sort of how this all came together. And I thought that was extremely powerful. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and wait until you take the remedy, because then you still haven't received your remedy. But then when you take the remedy, there is such a release, you know, of energy within. It's like a lot of people will tell me, I feel like I've just dropped a bag of stones, of 1 ton of stones, and you feel like your energy is rising and comes back. And something happens when you have the right remedy, when you take the right homeopathic remedy, something very deep happens within. It's fantastic. And that's the healing, you know, it's global. It's not only your physical energy, it's your heart, you know, it's your mood feels better and your body feels better and your sleep, because we look at the globality of the symptoms of the state of the person. So we look into your sleep, your body temperature, your appetite, your food cravings. So what is out of balance, you know, because we look at the cravings that are out of balance. You know, before I consulted a homeopath when I was younger, I could eat so much chocolate. I had dark chocolate cravings, like it was mad. And then when I started taking homeopathy, I didn't even feel like having so much chocolate anymore. Now I still love chocolate. I still can have it, but I don't need it as much as I used to, you know. And that's why we ask our patients, what are your food cravings that are really out of the ordinary? You know, we look for what is not so common, you know, what is really peculiar, what is strange, what are the sensations that you have that are strange, like I feel like something's crawling on my skin very often. Oh, the homeopath would tell you, oh, that's interesting, you know. Or ever since I developed this illness, I've been sweating at night, or I always wake up at 2 a.m. or at 3 a.m., you know, on the dot. You know, I always wake up at the same time, or I always get, teary eyes when I pee. Oh, homeopath will say, oh, this remedy does that. It's interesting, you know?
And wow. That part to me is fascinating, of this idea of some of the things that were mentioned in our consultation, though, when I thought about them and you asked me some of those questions, I had to think, have I always done that? Or when did it start? And because sometimes you went so far back into the history that I had part of it at the now me had thought that it had, that's just the way I was, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that the huge amount of variability in everybody, and just thought, well, isn't everybody like that? And then find out that you're sort of intrigued by my answer, going, oh, okay. I'm like, well, maybe not everybody is like that.
True.
Which I found interesting too, because like I said, some of these things have been going on for so long that they were normalized in my mind.
Yes. I totally understand what you're saying. And we have to go back also to have a global picture, but also to see what we are treating, you know, because homeopathy is very complex. It's very complete, very, very complex medicine. You know, some of my friends who practice conventional medicine, they're like, oh my God, your medicine is so complicated. And so like it requires a lot of research and in-depth, you know, research and rigor. And yeah, it's not just a little something for flu or runny nose, you know, but we have to go as far back as we can, because we want to have a global picture of what needs to be treated, because you have what we call the natural disease. I don't want to get too much into the what we call in French the Chinese complexity, the Chinese language, you know. Do you say that in English?
As far as the Chinese medicine, I think when I think of Chinese medicine, I think it's quite complex and detailed.
What I mean, the jargon, how would you say the jargon? I'm not talking about the Chinese medicine. I'm talking about, you know, when you talk about
the energy.
Something, it's something that's very complex. I don't want to get into all the complexity of homeopathy. I don't want to get you lost there, but we have what we call the natural diseases, and we have what we call the artificial disease. So let's say the natural disease is what is caused by your inner sensitivity, okay? Since it's being sensitive to certain events, to certain things, and that the shock will create a natural disease. But let's say you fall down the stairs. That's an artificial disease, let's say. Okay, so you need arnica because the cause is totally different from your inner state. Or let's say you get vaccinated and you have a reaction to the vaccine. You're sensitive to vaccines and you have a reaction to it. So, and you develop something else. So we're going to need to treat this separately from the natural disease. And if you travel and you get amoebas or you get diarrhea and you develop another state, then that will be another artificial disease. Or if you have too much painkillers, you will develop another artificial disease. So we have to look at everything to know what we're treating. Is it a natural disease? Is it artificial disease caused by an exterior factor? Or is it, and where are we now? You know, so it's much more complex than it looks, you know. That's why we need to go far back to see all the sensitivities as well. So, because most of the time when people develop illnesses that are a natural disease, then they will have the same sensitive, it's like the same sensitivity is triggered. You know, like for instance, I think of someone I saw again recently when she was four. Her parents divorced. That's when she developed asthma. And then when she was 17, she had her first heartbreak. And that's when she developed skin disease. And then when she was 30, she went through her own major divorce. And that's when she developed another disease. And her period cramps got worse. You see, so I can see that over the timeline, there's a tendency of the same kind of sensitivity that is triggered, and that it makes sense. I see the whole picture.
That's a part what I found fascinating in the opening, the introduction part of it was being able to see the whole picture as not only from your perspective, but I found it eye-opening from my perspective as well.
Yes, it is. It is. Absolutely. When you get a homeopathic treatment, you really get to know yourself better. And it's fascinating when you have kids, you take to homeopathy and you get to understand them so much better. You get to understand what they're sensitive to, what makes them ill, what they need, you know, their real needs within, you know. It's fascinating. It's a wonderful friend to have in the life, I find.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk to Ingrid a bit more about homeopathy and discover some more of its interesting history and amazing possibilities. So we'll be right back.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour. Maybe you don't know I'm also an author. My latest book is for kids. It's Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, a winner of a 5-star reader's favorite review. It's perfect for your early reader and a great bedtime story for your young adventurers. Check it out over at pinkychenille.com. That's PinkyChenille.com. See you there. Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Show. I'm here with Ingrid Schutt. We've been talking homeopathy. And, you know, one of the things that when I was introduced to Ingrid that just grabbed at my heartstrings was not only her profound understanding of homeopathy and how it treats people, also this humanitarian heart of hers, which I wanted to call out and give a huge bravo to. And Ingrid, sharing with me some of the travels that you've done and the amazing things that have happened. I know you've been all around the world. Share with us a couple of your stories of how your experience, your adventuresome spirit and homeopathy has taken you to some of the most amazing places in the world.
Well, first, homeopathy itself is an amazing voyage. It's an amazing traveling, you know, exploration. That's fascinating. My father was originally from Haiti, and he always wanted me to go back to Haiti after my daughter was born. I went just once. And he passed away in 2009, end of 2009. And I hadn't been in Haiti in 13 years, I think, when he passed away. My mother is from Montreal and my dad was from Haiti. And he passed away 2 months before the earthquake in 2010. And so when I saw the earthquake, you know, on TV, and I saw the wounded people, and I thought, oh my goodness, I have to go back to Haiti. I hadn't been in 13 years. Dad always wanted me to go back. And it was so unsafe that I didn't want to go back with my daughter. You know, I went back when she was one, and then I thought, no more. And so I went back 4 times that year to work in the streets and to treat the wounded. And I thought I would deal mainly with physical wounds when I went to Haiti. But I really once again explored the depth of the homeopathic this homeopathic medicine, you know, because I saw people who were so traumatized and whose health was jeopardized. You know, they developed all kinds of symptoms, whether mental states that were so sad. You know, I saw people who were traumatized by the event, and they were in constant fear, and I saw how homeopathy would soothe the fear. Remedies like opium, gelsemium, aconite, phosphorus that are great for traumas and for fear, that, you know, people who developed pneumonias or trembling and insomnias and deliriums just from the fright, and the symptoms would vanish, you know, within a day or two. That was just like, oh my God, that was so beautiful to see how homeopathy just soothes the pain and the inner pain and the physical pain, and people with breathing difficulties, you know, from the dust and eye infections and joint pain from sleeping on the floor, you know, And I just love this homeopathy, how it just treats people with so much gentleness and no side effects, no toxicity, and it just restores balance. And later I was in Nepal with Global Outreach Doctors, which is an American organization. This man that I had seen in Haiti, he said, hey, I saw how homeopathy is wonderful, you know, and he was familiar with it. So I happened to be in Indonesia in 2015, and there was the earthquake in Nepal, and he said, can you come and join us? So I went. And I remember we went up the mountains. We drove so many hours all the way up to a village where people couldn't come down to the city, so they had no access to medical care. And I saw this little boy who had a bad bronchitis, and the doctor I was working with examined his lungs. You know, he listened to his lungs and said, oh, he's got a bad bronchitis. What would you give him? So I asked the father, did he ever cough before? Did he ever have any respiratory infections? He said, no, never. He never coughed. He was 9 years old, never coughed at all. So I asked the boy, when did you start coughing? He says, I was in the field just before the earthquake. We had a translator. So I said, then what happens when you're in the field and there's the earthquake? He says, I got really, really scared. And okay, so now imagine, what would you be afraid of? You imagine this boy and you imagine he's in the field and the earth starts shaking. So what do you think he's afraid of?
Oh, lots of things go through my mind. Losing my parents. Where are my parents? Where are my siblings? Do I run home? Do I hide? Yes, my mind would just be going multiple ways.
Oh, okay, exactly. And or afraid of dying or afraid of, you know, what's happening. So many things you can be afraid of. And I asked the boy, so as a homeopath, you don't know anything. You're the dumbest person. You don't know anything. And you just ask questions, fill me in, let me know. I don't understand, you know. And so I asked him, what were you afraid of? He says, I'm afraid. I was afraid for my grandmother. I was afraid she may be suffering. So I started running, and that's when I started coughing. And when I got to the house, the house crumbled and fell on her, and she was dead. So the fear of someone suffering, or the fear, his energy fell, his defense mechanism fell at the thought of someone maybe suffering, right? And there's a very beautiful and specific remedy for that, which I gave him. And within an hour, the cough was totally gone.
Wow, amazing.
So that's the depth of the homeopathic remedy. The challenge is to find the right remedy, right? That's the challenge. When you work as a homeopath, you need to find the right remedy. Because if you don't have the right remedy, if you have a remedy that's close to what the patient needs, it might do a little something. It could help. It might help you like to 60%, 70%, maybe. But then the symptoms will come back eventually. But if you want to have a very deep, profound, people I've seen with psoriasis or with Crohn's disease or with, you need to have the right remedy that's the best suited for you. And that's the challenge as a homeopath, because there's no shortcut, you know. You can't do a 10-minute consultation. You really have to go in depth and really understand the person that you're treating and see this person with all the love and all the opening, with an open heart, and try to understand the person as much as possible.
Wow, thank you so much. That's beautiful. Well, Ingrid, we're out of time, but share
already.
With us any, yeah, already. Share with us any final thoughts and how people can find out more about you.
Oh, well, final thoughts. I wish you all excellent health and balance. And how to find me? I have a website. Be careful with the spelling, because the spelling is in French. So it's homeopath with an E at the end. So H-O-M as in mother, E-O-P-A-T-H-E .ca, C-A for Canada. Instagram, it's homeopath.ca. It's the same name. Facebook page, Ingrid Homeopath. Yeah, I think that you should be able to find me. My website is in both French and English, so.
Yes, it is. It is. You can a little translate button there. If the browser gets it wrong, there is a little translate button there, which was awesome. Yeah. And I'll also have the website listing up on understandingautoimmune.com for you guys, because it, like I said, it is in French, but it's not that hard to figure it out. It's just a difference of the final letter.
And I do consultations in French, English, Creole, and a little bit of Spanish.
amazing and excellent in English. I can't speak any other language, but anyway, everyone, have a great weekend. We're out of time, so have a great week, whatever your adventures, and be sure and join me next week for another amazing episode as well. If you have any great ideas for someone that you'd like to see on the show, drop me a little note over at understandingautoimmune.com. There's a little contact us button up there at the top. Be sure and let us know if you'd like to be a guest, or you know another person, like a dear friend of mine introduced me to Ingrid, that changed my life, just like all the other guests I meet. Amazing collection of people that I'm meeting along this autoimmune journey. And be sure and join the Courage Club as well over there at understandingautoimmune.com, and join us on YouTube at Understanding Autoimmune. You can watch us in video. If you're listening to this on podcast, there is a video as well. So everyone, join me next week. Enjoy.
The information provided on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, including the websites understandingautoimmune.com and lifeinterruptedradio.com, plus social media, is for educational purposes only. What you read, hear, and see on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio, and its websites and other media outlets, is based on experience only. The information should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. Always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on the Autoimmune Hour, Understanding Autoimmune, and Life Interrupted Radio.